Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 249. Today we're going to be talking about why your budget should not feel restricting. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have? So today I wanted to talk about the reasons why your budget should not make you feel like it's restricting you. So I've heard people say like they don't want to have a budget because they don't want to have to, you know, worry about what they're spending. And it's not really about worrying what you're spending. It's kind of more about having a plan. So I think back to before we started budgeting, and I often think about the stress I would feel with pretty much every purchase I made, whether it was picking up a sandwich and a soda at a convenience store, shopping for holiday gifts, needing a new appliance. I knew we had a limited amount of money to spend, but I had no idea how to spend it. And I never knew how much we could or should spend on various things that would come up. So basically, every single purchase was stressful because I didn't know if that would be the one thing that would put us in a position of overspending. And I did track our cash and credit card balances, but it was always after the fact, and it wasn't ever really against any type of plan. So it was more just like, okay, here's what happened, and maybe now we need to carry a balance on this credit card because we spent more than we can afford. So to me, before we started budgeting, everything was restricting because I never knew what I could or couldn't spend money on or how much we had available to spend money on. So that's why I feel like your budget should not feel restricting. It should be freeing to you because you know what you have available and what you can spend your money on. When you set up a budget, it gives you control over your money. You see exactly how much money you have available each period and how much you're spending or how much you're planning to spend. So really the only restriction you have on how much you can budget how much you can budget to spend or to save is how much money you have coming in. And that restriction is in place whether you have a budget or not. Your income is what it is. You don't want to spend more than you make. So, you know, if people say, I don't want to live on a budget because it's too restricting. Well, really, it's not the budget that's restricting. It's your income that's restricting because that's what you have available. So if you're not going to pay attention to that and spend possibly more than what you have coming in because you don't really know what you're planning on spending or what you are spending, that's going to put you in a bad financial situation long term. So when you list out all of your income and all of your expenses, including your savings, creating a budget, you can be sure that the income and the money coming in and the money going out are in balance. And then if you need to make adjustments, you get to decide where the changes will be made. Everyone will make different choices because everyone has different priorities. The main point is that a budget is a list of choices that you've made on where to put your money. And there are no restrictions on how you use what you have available to you. It's all your choice. It's just understanding what you have coming in and where you want it to go. I've also heard, people say or make comments, they think that if you say you're on a budget, it means you're either cheap or you have to scrimp on everything. People interpret that if you say you're on a budget, it might mean you're short on funds or you're going through a challenging time, like a financially challenging time. And there's a chance that that might be the case, but that's not the main purpose of being on a budget. A budget is only a plan for what you want to do with your money. So I never understand why having a plan for what you want to do with your money is looked down upon by so many people. It's a really good thing to do, and it's smart. It's smart to budget for how you want to use the money that you're earning and what you've accumulated. You're working really hard for what you earn, so why would you want to just let it be used randomly without putting thought into it? There's always choices to be made. If you want to go on a nice vacation, maybe that means cutting back on other expenses so you can devote more to vacation savings. That's not being cheap or meaning that you're struggling. It's just that you're making a decision to use your money in a purposeful way. Another thing is that a budget lets you set up your buckets of money so that you can spend it freely. Within your budget, you can and should include amounts for things that you enjoy spending money on. That might be a dinner out, a fancy latte, new pair of shoes, going out to see a movie. When the opportunity arises to do one of these things, you can spend that money that you have budgeted for that purpose and not feel any guilt about it because you know it's already in your plan. But if you're not budgeting, it might make you feel unsure if you can afford to do those things. Once you've accounted for your income and expenses and these costs are part of your plan, you can spend that money without any worry that you're going to have to make up for it later. There's no stress with spending it because you plan for it and you know that you have that money available for that particular purpose. And it's really important for some of those purposes in your budget to be on things that you enjoy. Another thing why, you know, someone might feel restricted by their budget is if they're not building in enough flexibility. So it's important to build flexibility into your budget. And as you start to really get to know your budget, you'll be more in tune with the categories that you may be able to pull from if you really want to make a purchase or spend money on an experience. For example, maybe you know that you spent a lot less on pet expenses this year than you typically would, so you might be able to pull some of those funds for something else. You can reallocate them to another expense, or you can increase your savings. It's more about kind of understanding what your budget categories are, where you're at with them, and where you kind of have a little flexibility to move things around if you need to. And this also helps when an emergency comes up. It's a good idea to see what budget categories you may be able to pull from without having to take money from your savings. You know, you want to look within your budget to see if you can cut back anywhere or if you're coming in a little lower than you expect before you have to pull anything from any of your savings that you've set aside. So when your spending is detailed out, you can often see opportunities for where you can cut back in the event that you need or want to. And just always remember that your budget is a work in progress. I've been budgeting for years, and while my budget is very detailed and I'm always tweaking it to make it more accurate, it's still like, oh, there's always something that can be improved. If you don't allow time to work at budgeting, then maybe you'll start feeling like it feels restricting because you are feeling like you're not hitting the spending amounts that you were expecting, or you know you keep going over in a certain category. It takes time to develop a good budget, and it seems that there's always room for improvement. So if you feel like your budget is too restrictive and you're not able to stay within what you have laid out for yourself, maybe you need to allow yourself some time to work out the issues you're having. You want to be sure that you're budgeting realistic numbers because it can be really discouraging to come in over budget every week in a category because you'd like to spend less in that category, but in reality, either you can't spend less or you don't want to spend less. So if your budget dictates that you only have so much for a certain expense, you usually need to dig deeper and see if you can cut something else or if the amount that you're budgeting is unrealistic. If there's nowhere else to cut, then the restriction that you have placed on yourself is due to an income limitation and not due to following a budget. So don't think of following a budget as being the restriction. The restriction is the income. Then it's up to you to decide how to spend that money. There's no restriction there. Those are your choices. So And by having those choices in place and having a plan, you don't have to worry not knowing if you have enough money to cover certain things. You will know because you have it all laid out in a plan. So that's all I really have to say about why I do not think that budgets should feel restricting. It's a good thing. And if you're not budgeting yet, or if you're struggling with your budget, just remember that it takes time, and don't be too hard on yourself if you go over budget in certain categories. Don't be hard on yourself, because that's maybe when it can feel restricting. Just look at it and see what you need to adjust. It takes time to build a good budget over time. And like I said, I've been doing it for years and I still find things that I can improve on. There's always new things that pop up, or something you didn't think of, or, you know, an unexpected expense comes in. So just take your time and you'll see that there's such a much better feeling to going and making a purchase when you know you've already prepared for this expense than going out and spending money and not knowing if you have the funds available. You might have the funds available in your account, but maybe you're not thinking of other things that are coming up soon, and then you're going to find yourself short. So budgeting is not restricting. It's freeing. It will help you feel so much better about purchases that you make, and knowing that you have the funds available and it's planned for, and there doesn't have to be any stress or worry involved in making purchases. So that's it for today's episode. I know this is a little bit of a short one, but that's what I have to say about this topic. So don't forget, you can email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find blog posts for each of my episodes on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see you're listening. Also, please, if you have a second to leave a rating or review, I would so much appreciate it. I haven't gotten one in a little while, and I really hoping maybe one of you could just take a few seconds. Getting ratings and reviews allows the podcast to show up better in search results, and I am working really hard to grow my audience. So if you do have a minute to rate or review or both, I would really, really appreciate it. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.